Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
That's right. You heard the man. You can always join the conversation throughout the next 4 hours on the text line, 713-572-4610, or get to us on the YouTube and Twitch chats as well. Brought to you by the Mokarem Injury Law Firm, I should say. And happy to be here alongside you, B. Scott. Figgy Fig, what's going on? How are you?
Doing pretty good, man. I kind of had a rough morning a little bit, man. I left out a little late because I was kind of running behind, and it was like a 20-minute accident on 59, man. So I had to navigate through the city and all this other stuff. It was rough.
Yeah, it's a rite of passage, man. You are not a Houstonian if traffic does not ruin your morning at some point.
It usually don't get me, though, but I usually been good since I've been living in my new home for probably over a year now. And this time it was just like, it was like a 20 minute traffic jam. So I had to go a whole nother way. I was going through Third Ward. I'm like, Lord have mercy. Yeah. Just get me here. And the time kept going up.
That's the worst.
Oh, man.
The anxiety keeps going up as the time keeps climbing.
Yeah. It stayed on 20 minutes red the whole time. Until like the last 5 minutes.
Yeah. Hey, but I can say this though, man. Figgy has bailed out quite a few people at this station since he's been working here. So if Figgy was late, somebody would have had to figure it out to be Figgy.
Yeah. I usually try not to have people bail me out, but this one I was just like, oh.
You can't, because you're the one that usually have to bail somebody else out.
Yeah, all the time, man. All the time.
That's right. Tell them. Well, we're glad you're here. You made it on time. We're happy to be here for the fellas. I'm in Reggie's chair. B. Scott is in Lopez's chair. So we figured, you know, Rockets played last night. We get the Durant debut. B. Scott was there in the house covering the game. You could have heard him on these airwaves about 10 hours ago talking about it. And now here he is back in the morning, double dipping. Speaking of hard workers, but let's roll it anyways without Lopez here. Let's do some OG's passing thoughts. But in this case, it's B. Scott filling the role talking about that Rockets game last night.
Pretty big honor to be filling this role for the OG. Lopez, I'm going to hold it down for you and make you proud. First passing thought for the Rockets in this game, man, and it was the first look at Kevin Durant as a part of the Rockets lineup. So just that image alone was noteworthy and pretty cool to see, pretty cool to be in the building for. But the first thing that I noticed about this team, man, is how much easier – and I'm talking easier for everybody, not just Kevin Durant himself, but how much easier life is going to be on everybody else because of Kevin Durant's existence. When I'm talking about Amen Thompson, Jabari Smith Jr., Alperen Şengün, Reed Shepard, like everybody seemed to, from my vantage point, Luke and Figgy, to play with a level of confidence, a level of swagger, a level of like assuredness when they were out there, like kind of had a role. I feel like what Kevin Durant really does is clarifies everybody else's role, right? Everybody kind of knows what their strengths are and what they do well, but the existence of Kevin Durant clarifies their role and just kind of the pecking order and the hierarchy, and you're starting to see everybody, I think, excel in their roles. Now, I know it's just two games, two preseason games, and one game with Kevin Durant, but it looked pretty seamless. Mm-hmm. It was remarkable how unremarkable Kevin Durant's 20 points in 23 minutes were. It had to have been like the quietest, most shoulder shrug 20 points that maybe I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. And so that was the number one passing thought for me, or the main thing was just like, this is just going to be a lot easier. You can remember last year and in previous years where it's looked hard, where it's looked difficult. Man, how are they going to get this bucket? What are they going to do on this given possession? How are they going to find it? And it just does not seem that way from set go. Even when they, to start the game, were down double digits and weren't making their shots, they go on a run, they figure it out, and everything just looked really seamless with Kevin Durant making that transition.
Here was Kevin Durant last night on the court after the victory in his first game with his new team, the Houston Rockets. Here's what KD had to say.
This is your Rockets debut. What does it mean to get a win in front of your new fan base? It
means a lot. Looking forward to even more wins, too.
That's right. Thank you, Kevin.
Oh, yeah. Crowd eating that up. This is obviously why you bring a guy like Durant in, and it's almost like the quarterback who helps make the receivers or the weapons around them even better. But to your point, how much do you think of it? How much do you think if we were to do like that pie chart? Is because of Kevin's talent and skill set and like the fit with these guys, or also just the aura of like, there's Kevin Durant, there's our star, and it allows the players around him to be even more comfortable and fill a certain role?
Man, it's interesting to look at it from a pie chart kind of angle or perspective, because I'm not exactly sure of the percentages, but both parts are relevant, mm-hmm. right? Like Kevin Durant, like it's, I mean, he's easy to play with, right? I mean, just a, one of the all-time great offensive players, very easy to play with from that standpoint. But then when you talk about the aura, this to me is what's a lot different about the previous Kevin Durant experiences. Whereas like in Oklahoma City, he's there with Russell Westbrook, who they're basically the same age. That's a peer. He goes to the Golden State Warriors and he's paired with Steph Curry, but you also got Klay Thompson and Draymond there, but they're all around about the same age, their peers. Then he does the thing in Brooklyn with James Harden and Kyrie Irving. Kyrie's a little bit younger than them, but they're for the most part peers around about the same age. The aura, I think, is a little bit different, even though he's still an all-time great. He comes here with these guys,
yeah,
with the Alperen Şengüns and Jabari Smith Jr.'s and Amen Thompsons of the world, who were born in the early 2000s, who were in kindergarten, first grade, when he made his first All-NBA team.
Right.
It's a completely different thing. When they tell you, hey, we've been watching this guy our entire life, they're not exaggerating. That's not hyperbole. They've literally been watching the guy their entire lives. So, like, the generational gap is different, and I think the aura just amongst his teammates is different than what it was in, say, the previous years when the guys were his peers.
Yeah, that's actually a really good point and something I hadn't even really thought about through all of this. And I remember when I was in, I think on this show at some point, we played that clip from Giannis's brother talking about this being the most talented team Durant has ever played with. I still don't know if I agree with that, but at least kind of as you laid out too, just the depth of weapons around him that can fill their certain roles on this offense around Durant. Already on YouTube, someone said, watch the whole game. I agree. I couldn't figure out how he dropped 20 so easy. You look up, and there it was. It was encouraging to see from Durant.
Yeah, no, it was incredible. So remarkable at how unremarkable it was. It's like, man, how did he just do that? Like 20 points in an NBA game. Like, I'm not saying he was sleepwalking out there, but it did feel like he just got out of his sleep and got 20. So just the fact that you can kind of rely on him to do that, and he's done that throughout his career, is pretty encouraging. Another passing thought, okay? Mm-hmm. How about this interesting dynamic between Alperen Şengün and Amen Thompson, where it's that Thompson's the guard who's going to be handling the ball a lot, and it's thought of like, you know, in more so traditional guard senses, and Alperen Şengün being your center, but statistically, they're going to often reverse in the way that they lead the team, right? You'll have plenty of games that were like last night where Alperen Şengün leads the team in assists and Amen Thompson might lead the team in rebounds, whereas you might normally think that your center would do that, you know, lead the team in rebounds, yeah, that your right. guard would lead the team in assists. But it'll be the opposite just because of their style of play and how they play off of each other and what you're actually trying to do. Like, they're trying to get up. We talked a lot about this last night after the game. The pace that this team is going to play with now that Amen Thompson has been empowered and is going to have a higher usage rate and they're going to rely on him a lot more, they're going to get up and go a lot more than they used to because he's going to be handling the ball, and you've seen that through these first couple of games. And so, look, they're going to encourage him to catch it off the rim and to get plenty of rebounds, and he's going to do that. Likewise, on the other side, in the half-court setting, Alperen Şengün is your offensive hub. We talk about the point guard role, and I'm sure we'll talk about Reed Shepard and Amen Thompson and their ball handling and how do they fill in for Fred VanVleet, which is all fair and valid. But the offensive hub is going to be get the ball to Alperen Şengün and let's operate from there. Let's not get it to him and just stand around and wait for the double team or just wait for the pass to come. No, you're Amen Thompson. You're cutting to the basket and you're ready for your paint touches. If you're Reed Shepard, yeah, maybe you are roaming around the perimeter or hopefully somebody's setting you a screen so you can get open. But we're going to have some action around that, and you're going to see Alperen Şengün make quicker decisions and be the one that they rely on to get other guys involved.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I love it. I mean, Reggie has teased me in the past because I do love 90s NBA, and so I love the idea of like working through your big man. Now, this is, of course, different. That was like post touches down on the block with their back to the hoop and holding and then kicking it out and such.
Yeah.
This will be different, but I love just working through the big guy. I mean, obviously, as you see, like with the Nuggets and Jokic, and for Şengün to have 13 assists and to lead the team, like you said, and have just one turnover is a remarkable stat line for a big guy like that. But I've always loved big guys who can pass and set up other players, you know, like Chris Webber and Devox or Sabonis back in the day, Jokic now. And so Şengün, if he could do that for the Rockets, I mean, that's just another part of that game that you unlock. I know people highlighted in the first preseason game, like he knocked down a couple threes. Now he's leading the team in assists. This guy's doing a little bit of everything.
All right, can I give you one more that I think is really exciting, or at least for me as a knee-deep Rockets head, okay, and for forever, basically. Jabari Smith, shot creator? Like, are we talking about Jabari Smith creating his own? We know the guy can shoot. We know that he's an offensive weapon if they use him properly. Of course, they drafted him high, had a big year at Auburn. Like, we know the story. But the issue that we've seen over the first few years is he's not really a guy that you can rely on to create his own shot. I have argued that maybe at times he hasn't been physical enough. Certainly did not dunk enough his first couple of years. Like, for somebody as tall as he is, the amount of times when you would see a Jabari Smith dunk were few and far in between at some point. And I'll be damned if over the last couple of games I haven't gotten at least one in both games. And when we talk about paint touches, as we mentioned earlier with Amen Thompson, Jabari Smith Jr. getting in the paint, getting a couple of fadeaways right there near the basket, like 8 feet away from the basket. Like, we're seeing, I think, a much more confident Jabari Smith Jr. I don't know how much it has to do necessarily with playing with Kevin Durant or if it's just him being in year four and starting to kind of get comfortable. He got paid over the offseason. But I see a more confident Jabari Smith Jr. I see a Jabari Smith Jr. that also appears to be developing into his NBA body. They got other guys on the roster that they're hoping do that. Talking about Uri Shepard. But that seems to have happened with Jabari Smith Jr. So dare I say that this guy might be a shot creator for them at some point for this during this season.
Yeah, which would be huge. And another positive side effect of even just bringing in Durant. More comments coming in about Durant and his debut in a Rockets uniform. Someone said, not going to lie, I rewatched the game and counted all of his points because I didn't believe he had 20. It was effortless. Someone said it was kind of crazy. So, yeah, the first impression of Durant in a Rockets uniform, pretty good last night.
If you blinked, you would have missed it. If you blinked, you would have missed his 20-burger.
I'm surprised he played as many minutes as he did, quite frankly, but I'm glad he did, and he played well, too. Those were OG's passing thoughts on Durant's debut last night, but filling the role is our Rockets insider, B. Scott, who is, of course, alongside today. When we come back, what should we expect from the Texans now following the bye week? What subtle differences might we see in this team moving forward? We'll talk about that next. Just getting started. It's In the Loop.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.